Hospitals from Los Angeles to New York City have been canceling gender transition surgeries and hormone therapy appointments for minors. The cancellations being a direct result of President Trump's executive order last week called Protecting Children from Chemical and Surgical Mutilation. The order states the United States will not fund, sponsor, promote, assist, or support the so-called transition of a child from one sex to another. The order also threatens to withhold federal funding from hospitals that give such treatments to minors. While the order faces legal challenges, it's already led some hospitals to suspend hormone treatment programs for youth. Reports from Children's National Hospital in D.C., Denver Health in Colorado, Children's Hospital of Richmond, Virginia, and Los Angeles, and New York's NYU Langone and Mount Sinai Health Systems have all reportedly suspended surgery consultations or hormone therapy options for minors. Those who oppose the executive order have protested outside some of these hospitals this week. Hundreds of demonstrators stood outside NYU in Manhattan after reports of several minors having transition treatment canceled. New York's Attorney General Letitia James sent a letter to hospitals with a warning saying, "Regardless of the availability of federal funding, we write to further remind you of your obligations to comply with New York state laws. 26 states have enacted laws restricting gender transition medical treatments on children, while some states like California, Colorado, Michigan, Maine, and New York have enacted protections for youth to receive treatment." As President Trump pushes for a federal policy on the issue, the Supreme Court is also expected to rule on whether states have the authority to ban transgender treatments for minors. That ruling is expected this July.